This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with the geopolitical economy question of the day. How's it going to go down at Mar-a-Lago later this week when Chinese President Xi Jinping meets with President Trump? Trump spent a good part of his campaign, you'll remember, beating up on Beijing over its assorted practices in the global economy. Now, though, the White House could maybe use a little geopolitical assistance. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at how those negotiations might go.
President Trump has many gripes with China over trade, the valuation of its currency, and its relations with North Korea. But one of these issues may give him particular bargaining power with President Xi, the trade deficit. Edward Alden is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
China sells far more to the United States than it buys from the United States. So that gives the United States a certain amount of leverage.
Trump could threaten to slap tariffs on Chinese imports. Kent Hughes from the Woodrow Wilson Center says there's something else the U.S. has over China.
We are a home to an enormous array of key technologies that China wants to acquire in one way or another.
Hughes says the U.S. could limit Chinese purchases of technologies like robotics or semiconductors and work to stop China from getting the technology illegally. Thing is, Hughes says, China has some negotiating power, too.
There are a whole host of major American companies that do very well in China. And China could say, well, maybe we just won't buy X or Y from American companies and encourage European investment.
Michael Fuchs with the Center for American Progress says if the U.S. takes certain actions against China, well,
that could then create a tit-for-tat process that spirals down into a trade war.
And a trade war would be awful news for the world's top two economies. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.